Martin Rosen, my father's uncle. In the early hours of the 31st of January, 1944, four French policemen knocked on the door of Madame Bobière in the village of Saint-Hermine in the Vendée. Later, the policeman in charge wrote a report explaining what happened next. Martin Rosen opened the door. He was, the report said, born on the 18th of August, 1890, at Krosniewice in Poland, jeweler, son of Jonas and Rachel, naturalized French, Jewish race, 1.62 meters, brown eyes, oval face, straight nose, regular mouth, dressed in yellow cotton trousers and grey cotton jacket, wearing a Basque beret and low-heeled shoes, scar on his left cheek. He was taken to the parish hall at La Roche-sur-Yon. What they didn't go on to say was that this was the first step on a journey that would take Martin Rosen first to Drancy, the prison for Jews, and then to a station called Paris Bobigny, where he would be put in a cattle truck and sent to Auschwitz, where he was killed. Though these facts are missing, the writing is very neat. In fact, everything seems to have been done properly.